My question is, if money were not an object, if money had nothing to do with this, if we could fund whatever we wanted to fund, what would be the most ideal? Would it be moving that school, or would it be keeping it where it is and rebuilding?
That's the exact question we're trying to get the answer to. That's the exact question. If money was no object. But money is an object.
State Board of Education President Wade Linger is discussing the School for the Deaf and Blind, located in Romney in Hampshire County. It's no surprise that the 143-year-old campus is in need of extra funding for renovations and maintenance. But that number has recently become so great that board members are beginning to question if it's worth it.
If you're going to spend that kind of money, then we owe it to the taxpayers and to the children to make sure that they are getting the very best education possible for the money we're spending.
In January, School Superintendent Dr. Lynn Boyer asked the board to allot nearly $3.5 million in their budget proposal to the legislature for the needed renovations to continue to support their 120 enrolled students. That money was meant to match a nearly $1 million grant from the State School Building Authority. But before asking for the money, the board wanted more information from Boyer. She was given a month and asked to research the financial possibility of moving the school versus continuing to renovate. She presented the board with the newest findings at their monthly meeting yesterday.
I want to bring back to you the information that you requested under the item of consideration for funding for part of our CEFP.
A CEFP is a 10-year certified educational facility plan that counties, or in this place the school, submit to the board for approval. For Boyer, that plan covers an aging campus with structural issues. She told the board that estimates for all the needed renovations to the current campus would total nearly $82 million. Building a new facility in the Morgantown or Sutton area would cost more than $98 million, and in the Charleston or Huntington area, more than $96 million. Linger says even though Boyer only had a short amount of time to crunch the numbers, the difference isn't large enough to discourage looking into the new facility further.
Even if you take that at face value and assume that all the assumptions that went into that were true and everything is correct, the percentage of difference between the dollars, between the different options, is so small that it sort of proves the point that the main issue here has to be what's best for the children.
But Boyer says in the month she spent investigating the possibilities, she began to think about it differently.
You know, we have over 150 people employed in Romney, and so that's not something to be taken lightly. We have 143 years of alumni who this is their home, and they don't want it to be tampered with. So, we didn't have time to involve them in the decision. We didn't have time to really sufficiently talk to families that have students there now and have had students there in the past. So there are lots of people who have an investment in this, and we need to ask.
That's why, instead of proposing a solution, Boyer asked the board to give her additional time to fully investigate the possibilities. She says she realizes asking for the extension means the board will not be giving her the nearly $3.5 million she asked for in January. Without that funding, she also won't receive the SBA grant. But Boyer says she believes fully understanding what the community that supports the school needs is more important than the little fixes they were proposing.
So I think we have to just take the time and look at it. I mean, we're talking about a lot of money. We're talking about the future of a lot of kids. We're talking about the fundamental issue of what kind of educational services are best for this population.
Boyer says from here, she will begin to identify the groups that need to have input so the school's advisory board can begin to engage those groups in discussions on the possibility of changes. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.